We're gonna call the meeting to order and we'll do roll call.
Brad Allen.
David Knapp here.
Bob Bryce here.
Chris Bielczynski here. Dave Dearborn is missing but has an excused absence. The meeting is being recorded. And I guess we'll go to the approval of minutes since there's no public here for public comment.
Well, I think you want to probably move Brad up for a formal vote.
You'd like to move Bradley right up?
Yeah, so that we can vote on everything.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, as approved by the last city council meeting, they did, to my dismay, no, approve Mr. Allen to be the new board member. But we need to do that formally, so I'm going to make a motion.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Now you got the life sentence.
I thought you were going to go to city council and jump to.
I make a recommendation, do not go to city council.
Moving forward, we are going to the approval of the minutes from the May 14th meeting. Did everybody have time to look them over? And do you have any questions or changes you need to make to those?
I move they be accepted as presented.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
And it's approved. Shelley, fiscal report.
All right. In our checking account, we have $4,678,743. Our total current assets are $9,905,861. Our fixed assets, $2,189,021. And our total assets, $12,235,779. In equity, our total current liabilities, $103,446. Our total equity is $12,132,332. And liability and equity, $12,235,779. Our P&L, I'm sorry, it is so small. Our income is $512,942. Unless I can't read that right.
Yeah, $512,942.35, yeah.
Our expenses, $293,434. And we have a total net income of $79,791.
You'll see on there.
But I must have missed something.
The grant expense is on there, which that will go in and come out. That's our first batch of checks that went out to the contractors. So.
Okay.
So that's what that is. Once the project's complete, then we get all that back plus our grant administration fee that'll come with each of those. So each one we do, remember, we get $2,800 in administration fees above the expense. So all the expense comes back and then our administration fee comes back also.
I have a question on this P&L. So I'm just looking under loans. It says interest income, then it says interest income loan repayments. I mean, what is our extra little interest that we're gaining every month?
One of them is from the bank. One of them is interest we receive from the bank. The other one is interest we receive from our loans that people have with us.
So it's a loan account.
Correct.
We have interest because we have money sitting in there.
Correct.
And that's the one we upped and got a better interest rate.
Correct.
Okay, thank you. I just wanted to make sure.
So I wanted to ask about that. So are we restricted on what we can put that money in? Because it's some kind
in the loan account, in the loan fund, yes. It is restricted.
On what we can invest it in or maintain it in?
Oh,
we buy it 6 months.
We have a money market that excess goes in, but I haven't done anything. I know the account's getting up there, but I know Bob has been talking about some loans with some people, so I haven't wanted to really move it yet until we kind of figure out how much we're going to be spending. I don't want to put it in and then have to take it right back again immediately, so I'm just kind of holding off for right now.
And we talked about, I know Christy and I have talked about moving that and using that into administration too as part of the money coming in, so we don't just take all of it. We'll discuss this more in my talk with Tina, on Friday. You know, that's part of her usage for employees too, to add employees, is to take a little bit of that loan funding and move it into administration as far as the fee and revenue generation that way.
Well, there is a cost to this this building and these people to do our loans.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to, from what I understand in the past, it was always like, just put all the money there and we need it, we go get it. Well, I'd rather find out what that cost is and we draw some of that every month into an operating fund. Mm-hmm. Or why are we doing it, right? I mean, don't...
So that
I always like you to play devil's advocate with me. Go.
Spend it all and get some more.
Yep.
I'm just saying, if we've got $4 million sitting there earning whatever, isn't there something else we should be doing with $4 million?
That's not all in the loan account, though. Some of it is in our facilities account, our properties account. Right. Like, it's distributed, but...
1.6, 1.7, and it would be loan out.
Yeah. But all of it has different restrictions as you go down through. But yeah, we should, you know, if it's just sitting there, depending on what projects we have coming out, we want to make sure that we can get to it. So, but there's got to be some other ways we probably should look into that.
I agree with him. Yep. We own money, and that's what we're here to do.
Yes.
Yep. And we're going to do a sweep on it.
Yeah, some way
that's
we can.
Exactly what I'm saying.
So we have it set up at Rosbagger when we hit a certain limit in our checking account, which is very rare. It just automatically goes over, it goes right to our money market. And that's getting 5%.
That's how the easy loan account is set up.
Yeah, it's set up that way. It's what is that? That's like 5% something, right?
250,000.
Yeah.
And then the rest gets shuffled.
Percentage. Is it like 5.25 or
something like that? Yeah.
And what are these are all in the same bank or different banks?
RDA, everything is in FMB except for the Union City loan account. That's an RDA account, but that's in Northwest. Yeah. And then CAIDC is in one bank, and then SEBA is in another.
Super, thanks.
Okay, the next thing in the packet is the open invoices. Since I printed this out, NTEC has paid, Great Lakes have paid the 528. I know you guys, last time Christy asked about the Great Lakes invoice from December. This one has already been paid. This is one of those things that I need Rick Clayton to come take care of.
It is paid.
And he was and I forgot all about this one. But he is coming back because I do have some more issues with CAIDC. So this one has already been paid, but it keeps showing up. So we're in pretty good shape.
And in fact, you said paid?
Yep, she was in on Friday and paid. And then we have the loan payment status report. Loan 7015 came in and paid. So Brad, just so you know, 7015 is always 3 months behind because of a COVID deal that was made with her. So she's up to date, but it always shows that she's 3 months behind.
Yeah, they just were the other day, I'm wondering.
Yes.
So like on your 9322, 66 days, what do we do at that point?
9322.
Last page of your report.
She usually pays 2 months at a time. So she should be paying like shortly.
Okay.
Yeah, some of these they have, and they've stayed great with it.
Yes.
I mean,
as long as it's consistent.
Yeah, they have it does show that they're behind, but they do have a plan.
Okay.
1876 is the only other one that, I mean, they're pretty behind. They don't typically have a plan. They pay whenever.
Which page is that on?
3.
Bottom of page 3.
Yeah, you need to. I can make that call.
You want me to call Scoob?
No, I'll call him.
It says to contact Bob Williams.
Yeah, ain't me. That's not me. That guy paid it when he was there. Yeah, I'll call. Find out where. Because they only have a couple more, don't they?
Yes.
They're almost done.
Yeah, they're almost done.
All right, I'll call that.
Actually, it looks like one came up.
I'll follow record. Who's the CFO?
Okay, that's all I have.
So I'm going to add that.
That's okay.
You can only use that excuse for a couple of times.
Next time, better know.
So NTEC, we've got 3 loans for $600,000. That's awesome. Do we have, so in the rules, and I read about the different proportion to take. Some can come from here, 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 and owner's equity, but do we have a cap on how much we will loan to any one in a company?
We're actually going to talk about
we're
it.
We're going to talk about
think.
That.
Okay. Up to this point, I don't think we have had a cap.
Yeah. I mean, typically, you know, like, that's why I went to Erie, to try to rob the same type of system.
Yeah.
Exactly. There should be set caps, you know, loan value ratios on property 90, machinery 80. We should have a clear and concise thing that says we're only going to do X amount of percent
absolutely.
Of a loan. It should be written in stone. Like
every time they come back for money, so they've come 3 times, they have to go through that whole checklist of financials and get
correct.
Approved. And
yeah.
But Bob, you know, I'm not sure I agree with that. That I mean, you know, caps might be an advisory thing.
It's an advisory. Yeah, you can go back. Yeah.
But there's always situations that come up that are really unique.
Yep. And it says
we
it
need
in
to have flexibility. I think.
Yeah, it says it in it's yeah. That is
as
just
long
a,
as there's a way to get around.
Because big projects are going to take bigger ask and things like that. But in a roundabout way, whether you decide to like a microloan thing, and then, like if we're going to like a say it's 350 or 500, whatever we say it's going to be, just as a in paper, and then it says right under that other circumstances, special circumstances warrant different, you know, can be larger amounts or less amounts depending on the situation.
Sure.
You just don't paint it into one thing, but
And I'll say, being on the loan committee, even though it's never been in writing, that's always a big topic for the loan committee.
Right.
I mean, when they're meeting, it's like, how much do we loan, and what do they, how is the whole payment history?
Mm-hmm.
So that's looked at very carefully, although it's not necessarily in writing. And you're right, there's always special circumstances.
That's right.
And that's what we're talking about today.
But sometimes you feel like you're in a situation that if we don't make the loan, it's going to be a lot worse.
Two loans, I think, are the only ones we've...
Two loans
in 27 years.
I'm sure we're talking the same loans.
Pop and shake.
Chip Caldwell will never let me live that down.
No, but
I think
you got to go back to the day that was done.
Right.
The circumstances that were there. I mean, it was
really
a unique situation. It didn't work out, but not everything works out, but we're still here, and we're still doing well.
That's what I talked about in the executive
today.
It
didn't work
out.
It did work
for us.
That's right. It did. It did all the way. And we're the ones here that make these decisions. Nobody else. So we don't want to cap ourselves. But that flexibility, that's what's kept us going.
Yeah.
Right.
My point, I guess, was it still has to go through the financial scrutiny.
Oh, yeah.
They just don't
Since you have a loan doesn't mean you get another one. You have to go through the whole thing and everything starts all over again.
Yeah, good.
Could I have a motion to approve the financial report?
So move. Go ahead.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Mr. Bloss.
Okay. we finished up the auction. We had the both of the zero turns sold, but one guy backed out, so we're still trying to sell that one. And I listed it on Marketplace, and there's been no bites on it. Now NTEC is listing; they've got quite a bit of stuff listed on that site now. We're waiting on a new bid for the rooftop unit number 11 over top of Micronics. I thought they were going to honor that. Now they're not so sure, and they haven't got back to me. They were supposed to today.
And you had them do the second unit, too, yes. With that?
Well, I told them the first one's pending on if they're going to stay with the same price or not. Otherwise, mm-hmm. It's got to go before you guys. So there's no progress on the solar panels. The Pittsburgh EIS in Pittsburgh wants all the switching checked out before they give us a price for the inverters. Larry Heyer is supposed to be there this week. And Solar Liberty is waiting to see if we're going to get the inverters replaced. So, NTEC is behind in their downsizing. We're receiving bids for the driveway for Associated Spring. I have a new entrance door ordered for them and in the process of getting all the locks changed. I'm meeting with Bauer Building Specialties out of Erie today for the gutters on 1524. Our cameras are working on the cell phones. And Absolute is supposed to get started on the sprinklers at 1524 next month.
Auction, how did you do at the auction?
I'm sorry?
How did the auction money was?
$12,000?
Somewhere over there, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you happy with that, or are you?
Yeah, I mean,
we got rid of a lot of stuff.
We got rid of the stuff.
Absolutely, yeah.
It wasn't there. I mean, the other mower would have been nice to get rid of that, but you know, that's why I said stick it on Facebook Marketplace and see what happens.
Okay.
There's a couple other sites I was looking at. Municibid, and there's another one, public, was it public property?
Yeah, but you got to look at the fee structure on that stuff and all the funny stuff. But they go with facilities, and we'll touch on this with TechWorks. Remember, we thought it was going to be a sizable amount to bring that up to speed with fiber. Well, the fiber is already in there, so... Mm-hmm. We're going to go over a new, the quote went down instead of 50, 60 grand to around six. So
okay.
We're going to talk about that today. And that would get us all up to speed with the whole building being where it needs to be with the cameras, the internet connectivity with our tenants, all that stuff. Because we're already seeing it working better, but there's some upgrades that are included with that. So that's way better than what we thought.
We'll
be talking about an executive. We're going to need it.
Okay.
No. So that was good. So it's coming along with that.
Any other questions for Dave?
So, on the solar panels, when you said if the inverters replaced won't be covered by insurance, what are you talking about?
They had a transformer that overloaded a switch at Associated Spring down there, 1524. And it blew the meter off the wall, and we think that surge went back and actually blew the inverters.
Oh.
But Pittsburgh seems to think that there should be some safety checks in there that would stop that before it got to them. But they're all out. They're all blinking yellow, which code that they're not working.
And are you asking about Erie insurance or power insurance policies, RDAs?
Haven't filed anything because we don't know anything, really.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, until we find out from them. Because it might just be like what we said before, we're probably just going to scrap it because what we're getting back from them is not what we'd have to put into it.
But we have a chance to possibly, out of Solar Liberty, have them actually rent those units. Come in and they do the maintenance, they do everything, and you just get a check.
So we can get some of that. If it was cost by that, and then we do turn it in, that might be an option to still get some revenue from the solar project. Other than that, if that isn't the case, we're probably looking at scrapping it.
Gotcha.
Because it's almost to its lifetime, right?
Well, 10 years was last January, a year ago January, and that's the warranty expired. They said 15 years, panels start going bad.
So
we've already had one inverter go bad, and that was just before it expired. They came in and replaced it. and then it went bad again, so.
So I guess I'm wearing two hats. I'm just saying, you're not waiting for anything from...
No.
Okay.
So.
He knows a guy.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dave.
Yeah, until we get that.
Thanks, Dave.
But it was worth having them come in and look at it to see if that was the case.
Gotcha.
All right,
yeah,
thanks, Dave.
Yeah, Larry should be here sometime this week.
Grab a sandwich on the way out.
Yep, good food.
Okay, we'll do.
Alrighty. Director and Whole Homes. A lot of this we're going to cover in executive because it pertains to some things that are kind of cooking. Some of you know about it, but continue to meet with...
Did you see the signs, by the way?
Yeah, very nice.
So these will go in people's yards.
Yeah, one of them's up there.
Nice.
I took one up today, but we'll talk about that in Whole Homes. But continue to meet with some developers and some builders. We've toured the village site, the high school site. So there is some movement once we get these EDU things going down. I know the county is working on that with the fish hatchery of lessening the load for the EDUs that makes it attractive for a developer to come in without any hassle. And it's actually a pretty good thing. Dave was at the meeting the other day where putting in some waste ponds or some tanks to divert X amount, because what is it, 30,000 gallons a day? Goes into the sewer plant. They're not buying water, but they're using the sewer, so we're the only fish plant. Yeah.
Hello.
Did
you hear anything?
No. So that's...
How are they trucking it?
Well, they dump it in. That's going into our sewer system.
The sewer runs all the way to Conaway. No, it doesn't. That's water out there. Sewer goes there? Doesn't go there.
Yeah. Sewer goes there. So the plan is the county executive is trying to get some grant money and have the state, because it's the only fish hatchery that does that. Most of them sell it or give it to farmers.
Well yeah, doesn't the municipal authority charge them for that?
Yes.
Yeah.
But it's the usage and the wear and tear because of it's like a real fine sandy type of stuff.
Yeah, no, I understand that, but I mean
they just raised their prices and everybody's flipping out. And
The
reason it was so cheap here is because nobody else would do it,
Well. Yeah, I mean, you got to pay what it costs to
treat it. Our whole problem now, that's what we're planning.
So that's one thing that can help us with that. So we'll see how that goes. Going back to the developers, we do have some interest in doing some spec homes. A couple of them have some drawings coming to me about a couple patio homes or even a two 2,100 square foot homes on a high school lot. So, That would, I know Josh still has some drawings, and I thought we'd get a couple more and see what we have and go from there and partner up with a couple of these developers, on the land and with that, see what happens, because we're going to get moving on that. I went to...
And that all qualifies for the tax break, right?
Yep, all it does.
Yep.
I went to Oil City with the mayor and the administration from the city about PennDOT. They're talking a little bit about that, about give backs on Washington Street. Because that could help us with development and some different types of money that comes through there. So just on that stretch for us, and then Wayne Township will take the rest. There's some things. And then also to talk to them about the roads haven't been done here in 30 years. So Center Street, N426 up to 77. They're going to come in and do, the problem is with the new sewer, they're going to come in and do like a, just a 2-inch top coat, and then 2 years come and redo the whole thing. So
why would the city want to give that back to the, or take that back?
I don't know. That's what they
I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, we've always dealt with that. I mean, there's no gain to take it back. They're going to say they'll pave it all and put it all in perfect shape, but 5 years down the road, you've got all the maintenance of that section of road. I don't know. I didn't see any of that. Of course, nobody asked me, and nobody cares what I said. But we've been through all of that.
Is the mayor saying that qualifies you for more funding or something?
There's some different funding scopes on that, but that's not really why they went. It was for the Center Street and 426 to get that done.
Well,
they wanted it done, and then the sewer on the bottom. But
does the city have to wait to do their infrastructure?
That's what needs to be done. Before they do it.
I understand trying to conjoin the projects.
Yeah. And they, because that, with that sewer project, that's going to be a huge thing. I mean, they go out there and they redo it here in 2 years and then they dig it up again. That's, then we're left with the crappy roads again. But there seems to be, you know, there's no communication.
Something drastically wrong.
Yeah.
Everywhere, with the city and with the municipal authority.
So that needs to be tied in, because that's good. That's hindering us on our development.
No, it's right.
Yeah.
Nobody's asking.
Yeah. You know, so it's
nobody's
it's,
paying attention.
Nope. But you know, what we need to do is we need to make sure we can guide them in any way that helps us with economic development. And if we can, you know, bend in here, if you're willing to get in there, Bob, that'd be great.
Yeah.
I'd highly recommend not. I think you'd give it to me and let me try to fight the fight.
But it's all wrong. I don't know.
Yeah.
So back to the spec houses, is there a chance of getting one started this year?
Yes. Yes.
Nice.
No. Waiting on. I think we should have a couple of drawings from. I know Josh still has his for when you guys initially talked about doing that down there. So we need at least another developer that says this is what I can do, so we can take what works best for all of us. But
so the one, as far as I know, and Christy was in all those, Josh didn't have a real engineered report. He just had something pulled off of Carter Lumber diagrams that we were just using to go show people and say this is the idea we have. So I don't know that.
This developer has a project in McKean right now that's doing townhouses. A lot like how we looked at Meadville, where they had the common garages and stuff like that. So in order for, he's interested in a couple of the sites. He loves Snyder Circle, but that's.
No one wants to pay to acquire. They want that.
So, but Scioto looks good to him. But in order to do that, he said he'd like to try a couple spec houses just to see how the market is. He's willing to try it. So we'll see when he comes back with those drawings. But he pulled out the drawings that were from McKean, and there's like 14 units, and it's pretty nice. It's laid out. It's a little bit more, instead of, there are some two-story places, but not just the one story like we looked at in Meadville. So that's interesting. I mean, that's where we need to get. But the EDU thing, you know, I don't think it's going to be an issue. But if the county can come in and help lessen that load, that'd be great. Because, like I said, there hasn't been any direction locally.
Can we get the city to report on what's been removed and demolished and quantify what those EDUs are, at least for a...
Easier said than done. it'd be an easy... You would think it'd be an easy question. It is not, because some seem to think that those EDUs go away, and Chrissy can tell you a little bit more about that for being involved.
You're talking about availability of the EDUs?
Yep.
It was always a bank, and if you took away, if something was demolished, you put it back in the bank.
Yeah.
And then you had
but
that
there
available.
Seems to be some type of...
Now the city council, the city is telling me that that's not true.
That's
we can't
not true.
One more darn thing, we can't, and that's not how it works. So many of the circle went down, they should be in the bank. That system was there. That availability of
there's been 85 homes
EDU
going back.
EDU is an EDU.
Yes. Yes.
We should have 85
back in
minimum. But it goes by household. So we should have right now, by my estimation, it's close to 300.
What do you mean it goes by household?
It goes by the people and the usage, correct?
Well, it isn't. No, an EDU is an EDU.
Is a connection. An EDU is a connection.
It's established. I mean, that's defined. It's a defined term.
So there's 85
houses. You have multiple people in one that's two EDUs.
Well, that's 85.
It's all a...
Yeah.
So maybe as we move forward, we can just quantify what those addresses were and show a swap out for the incoming.
Yeah, we thought there's all just under 300 is what I thought, just based on what they've already taken down. So there shouldn't be an issue with that.
You think there's 300 available?
Just under 300.
The city's telling you none?
Yes. Yeah, they're saying that, you know, and this seems to be the roadblock with this development until we get that, you know. So hence why I'm going to try to go to PennDOT with them to try to establish some type of, if I can put my thumb on something to get something done for us, then we control that development aspect. So, you know, that's the reason for that.
Besides the fact that DEP is tough sometimes, but they are not trying to shut down the growth in Cory.
Not at all.
If you go down there and talk to them and tell them, I mean, they're going to try to work with you, in my estimation, of growth for Cory.
No. And with the developers, they said the same thing. DEP is not going to let go and say, no, we're not going to let you develop, right?
No, but you have to have a relationship with them.
Yeah.
And I've never, in all the years I was there, we never reached zero. Barely came close to it. So I don't know what happened.
Well,
and I haven't seen a whole bunch of growth that ate it up since then.
Well, there hasn't been any.
I was on it for 20-some years.
It's negative.
And we were never at zero.
It's negative 85.
We built
one house.
Yeah, that's what took it all.
Yeah. Right.
So as you move forward with the developers, will you hold a similar time frame as the Whole Homes program has? If we're going to partner,
correct,
here's when you need to start, here's the completion. Sweet.
We have to, if not.
And that's, you know, because even with the Whole Homes, which we get into, I went to the rural summit with at the high ed. There's only a couple people attended, but it's great because Tina took me around to all the Erie banks, introduced me to all the people, so I already have meetings with them. And I've already had a couple meetings with them, with the banks. So that was good in that aspect because Tina and I got to hang out another day, and then I went last Friday. We'll talk about that.
Although if there is any truth to the EDUs that could help with your thesis or theory of the Erie County Housing Authority relocating EDUs, maybe use that to your advantage.
We need them.
There's ample EDUs on a big project. For some reason, there's a big blanket over something, which I can't figure out. I haven't figured it out yet, but I'm trying. Whole Homes, have them in all phases. Checks went out. Actually had to start. The weather wasn't so crummy. We probably have two or three in the mix.
Can you say the checks went out? They went out to contractors.
The contractors.
Yep.
So to go to that, we'll go to that first about holding them accountable. So how the contract states is 45 days they have to start from the time they sign it here. We said we'd give them 20% up front. But if they were to start sooner, we would give them a drawdown for materials if they came back to us and they started with the next amount of days. A lot of them like that idea. So what we're trying to do is have them put those up front of their other stuff because they're waiting for money from the homeowner when we can give them money for supplies they can start. So that seemed to be, since we get it all back, if they can start and get some of the stuff going. We do have 13 contractor, well actually 14 because you got another one with Tri-State. So the new bids are out. Those come back, what, next week?
Yes.
The 19th?
So give me 60, 90 days. What do you think we could have completed? How many projects?
60, 90 days, depending on the weather. I would say this: the first three batches. So you're talking until you want total, not including the
Give me 10 homes, 15 homes. I'm just trying to
15 to 20.
Thank you. I'm just trying to get the scope.
Because a lot of these jobs are one-day jobs. It's just the biggest problem of this whole thing is the paperwork thing. So you have to spread these out. So you have to have bids done. You have to have intakes available. Then intakes go to bids. Bids go to accepting the bids to contractor meetings to start. So then you got to have that flow going. So as these bids come in 19th, we have to have intakes that start that week of the other one. So we have this big cycle that's going like this because we want to make sure we're thrown into us. We have 49 qualified, 60 people in the hopper. So we still have, you know, we're getting probably two or three a week, new ones. So those ones go, once they're qualified, that 49 means they qualified for the program. Whatever we put down on the list, we get that money. So that already is earmarked towards us till it runs out. So that's a good thing.
Did Jessica say how many projects did Erie County have going?
They said they in the hopper, they have 114. I don't believe they've started any. So that's why we're trying to keep that pace because until they say no with the money, then once we have their name on there, we get that money. So that's the whole idea. We said we're going to run the clock out on that. So we've caught up to them substantially because they haven't added any, and we're, like I said, we're up to 60-some. Well, it'll be 69 when Sue puts those new ones in.
Yeah.
So Sue and I tomorrow are working on the original batch that maybe put their... We want to see if they're still interested because they would pre-qualify like right away because before we move them off the list. So that's the next batch of intakes that we have. We're figuring about 7 each cycle because that's all we can maintain. It's all the contractors can do. We can put out 15, but you're not going to get any bids.
Right.
So this seems to be a sweet spot. So it is moving along good.
We've learned a ton from the contractors. And
Yeah, the contractors have been great. They've been telling us what they want in a scope, what they don't want, how they want it presented. Yeah. Some contractors are top-notch with, like, right down to the box of screws of how they're bidding. And it's been really good. So the meetings, I'm going up next week with Jessica, Abby, and the Erie County, Erie City Redevelopment Authority member to ask for another $850,000, which we think we're going to receive. This will be more for the inside, and it will be more like an Act 137 with a lien type of thing. So you just can't get the money and then give it back, but it'll be another tool for us. Because some of these homes we're going to are going, man, we hate to put that money on the outside knowing what the inside looks like. So same arrangement though. We'll do our same areas for the tier one. We'll get $2,800 for each home. Abby was at the conference. They're trying to push $50 million in this budget cycle for whole homes. So there is more money coming. And then the feds are in the game.
Okay.
So that looks like that is going to just keep going for a while, which is really good for us because we have a lot of homes we can do. So we can get that closer to 80 or 90 before the money runs out. I think that would be a great thing for us. We're not that far away.
So. And when it's all said and done, is that where I read Phil Conklin goes and does the final inspection?
He actually is going in the beginning too. So this was another good thing is that he went up, he goes up and talks to them about what building codes they need. If it's something that's in the existing structure, he waives. He says, you don't need that. This is what you do need. So he meets with the contractor before they even start. And they love it. They said that's great. But he goes at the end to verify all the work's been done. So, and he's also sending new people into the mix.
So is Dave Bloss still involved?
Yeah, he's involved in at the beginning of the scope. And then I go over the scope with him, and then also Phil is now involved in the scope. So
So Dave is writing the scope.
Yep.
At the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's created a cycle. We're getting there. It's pretty good what with Sue being part time.
Yeah.
You know, and we're going to talk about that here in a second. But I think it's not going away, and we keep adding to it. I think it's a good thing.
Thank you.
But the rest I'll have and. An executive that ties in with that. So.
Okay, so you're ready to go into
executive? No, I think we might as well just go with, the talk a little bit beforehand about loan guidelines.
Okay.
At least having it, talking with Tina, and Bob brought up the thing, but that is in there. They have a mock one that I just started working on that has a baseline. And it says, like, when you go to a project, and you go to a big loan project, you don't want to turn down anything that's over that minimum, but you're going to go to a different realm of your loan ask, and we should have at least a format of how we approach our loans. You know, what is our ratio? We've always used the bank ratio, which is 80 for equipment, 90 for property, but what is our terms? Is it 15 years? Do we have it in concrete that we're going to be X percent under prime or whatever? Because we need to be a toolbox for the banks and not be a bank, mm-hmm. Because we got to spread our money out. But I just think that, by the next meeting, I'd like to have a format of what I think.
I agree.
Where it's at, and so we can take a look at it. Right, try to keep it simple, but meeting with Erie County and meeting with, they have a microloan policy and they have a big loan policy. So there's a lot for us to gain, from our meeting with Tina on how we structured, also gather revenue for what we're trying to do too in the same sense. So I just think we need some type of policy. It just seems odd we don't have anything.
So you're really tying into the loan committee.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the loan committee's got an excellent way of handling this. I mean, you've done it all these years, and do you use a guideline? I mean, are we writing a guideline for them?
Not for them, but while we look at loans and how we approach it.
Well, what if they recommend you're going to say, no, we're not going to accept it because it doesn't meet our guideline?
Ben wrote a
he has a
framework.
He has a framework.
So I'm just trying to see how it interfaces.
I think probably in practice, the way it would work, because you see it first. Mm-hmm. And then, I know historically, by the time the loan committee got it, a lot of that stuff had already been vetted. Mm-hmm. And right. So when we asked questions, what about this, we always had answers. So that's probably your starting point.
Yeah, and that's what I want to do, because what made me think of this is when I was with Ethan when we were at that the development, and he pulled out a sheet of everything that was pre-qualified. We need to have some type of structure of how we approach our loans. Not to write the structure for the loan committee, that's separate. What we're looking to try to do, our philosophy for loans. Okay. You know, that's where I think we need to be. We need to have some type of...
This is the guidelines for the enterprise zone or revolving loan, which might be a starting.
Yeah, we have something for that, but do we want to get in the microloan business? And if we do, this is how we look at it. When we partner with Erie, this is how we want to take a look at it. It's just a framework of where we want to be. It's a roadmap. And Ben did have a start to that.
Yeah.
He just had parts of stuff. And then meeting with Tina, she was able to fill in a bunch of the other gaps. I mean, she was great.
So microloans like $5,000 to $25,000.
Yeah. They do 5 to 50. But they're also bigger. Do we do 5 to 25 for microloans?
It also depends on the funding that they have set aside in that account, which you'll see they've got it drawn down and there's very little up in Erie County. I think we can additionally tap into that municipal loan also,
mm-hmm.
where we can generate revenue with our entity as they do. And there's, restrictions on that. But it would be the one tool to help the city. And even when I got up there and realized what it was, I know that we've tapped into it and Corey here a couple of times. And that's a 1%
mm-hmm.
repayment and a federal refunding.
Yeah, Tina and I talked about that.
I think the other thing while you're doing all of that, if you want to come up with guidelines, is what are we going to use for collateral? Because we're different than Erie County. I know that every loan I've ever done that Erie County has been involved in, they automatically take second position. They don't take a shared first. They don't take shared first. They don't even think along those lines. In fact, I remember one time we were telling them that we just questioned, are you taking a first or a second? First, we never take a first. We always take a first, and most of the loans we do here, because they aren't. I think our risk, they're a little riskier, but our collateral's better. So Erie's, I think, a little stricter on their guidelines because they're almost unsecured on their loans.
And their percentage of a loan is much lower than what I think our mean would be.
And I think it goes back to why, because of the collateral. They're looking at it as they're almost unsecured. They're behind somebody.
Mm-hmm.
They're either behind us or they're behind a bank. And so that I think their guidelines are going to be stricter because they understand that they're in essence almost unsecured.
That's a good point.
And Tina brought that up. And there's reasons for that. It's like, are we economic development or are we a bank?
Yeah, it's a philosophy.
Yeah.
And they have the money to do that, and they're mm-hmm. getting money. I think we've been a little more careful. Our guidelines have probably been broader, but we're more careful in our collateral because we don't have so much money. We can't take as big a risk. We don't even view that as taking a big risk. We have a first position.
Right.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, and that's what we'll...
Anyway, that's good to work through.
Yeah, that's what we'll talk about in executive on that, because there's a couple things coming up with that. But yeah, so I just think it's time to at least take a look at it and how we approach our loans. I mean, we've been doing the same thing over and over and over again. And I've gotten a lot of feedback that we're not very forthcoming and want to work with everybody.
And we're not?
Yeah. Recently. We need to repair that.
Since when?
I'm just giving you feedback, and I'll expand it more in executive session because I don't want to,
Okay.
So, and it's not just from. It's, Jelly. How many times do I hear it a week?
A lot, multiple times a week.
From whom? I mean, from the public.
Businesses.
Business.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Yeah, we tried to work with you. What do you mean you tried to work with us? So I went to the county.
Yeah.
Same from Tina.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just, I'm just being painfully honest. That,
no.
Yeah, you know, and I think we, when we hear that, whether we hear it once or we hear it 10 times, we better take a look at it.
Well, we've got to know that. I mean, I don't know. Have we known that?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think everybody just quit coming to us. That's, and until I started nosing around, you don't hear it. But, you know.
Well, that was one of my questions I wrote, was how do we do, how are we marketing our loans? And that's something that you will be developing.
Yeah. Right.
When we do out that job posting, we should have a blurb in there. You know, need funding, call us. Or maybe your visits to everybody, I'm sure you're talking about it, but maybe we can do a mass mailer and say, we're open for business.
Yeah, and that's pretty much what we're saying. It was a pretty good sucker punch in the face, basically.
Well, it always hit me when he got on the board. The first thing he said was, I didn't even know I could come here to get a loan. How sad that he didn't do business in town.
So,
nobody shook his hand.
I'm like,
nobody said, what can we do to help you?
Well, and you know, we're pretty much an executive. Well, let's just go into executive session for legal real estate personnel. We'll start with that session. So it's $42 a month, but we're spending like $36 or something like it. It's $6 more a month.
Yeah.
Difference, and we get the new malware with all the stuff going out there and what we have in liability wise. Brad can tell, probably say it's probably a pretty smart move when you have that stuff on there. So that I didn't have there. The rest was the other one was for. TechWorks has a couple things to bring that building up to date. Remember, they went over and we had the one quote where they cleaned up the system, worked fine. We finally got all the stuff. The cameras are all online. But in order to finish the infrastructure was the third part, which we thought was going to be at least 14 before Bill King. We can get out of this for $6,300 for everything to update the facilities for fiber, Wi-Fi, cleaning up the closet over in the other building so everything's linked together. And then we're done with that part of the infrastructure. So it's $6,300.
Hasn't been touched in a long time.
Yep. And this should close it, you know. Right. And there's a battery for seven. So for $7,042, we can upgrade and we're done with the infrastructure for internet over at One Plastics in 1524.
What is the amount that he needs to come to us to spend? I mean,
yeah,
we
that
have
was
that
my
put
other
down.
Question.
Because there's stupid stuff I don't want to hold on.
$15,000.
Sorry about that, Brad.
Was it $15,000?
Is it? I couldn't remember.
So, I don't know.
I prefer you had to fix this. You took care of it. Let us know.
Yeah, there was a boat one time. I can't remember the number either. I think that seems higher than I remember.
Yeah.
I thought it was like $5,000.
Some of this.
I thought it was $5,000. But this one I wanted to wait. You know, the malware one I could have done. But the one I wanted to bring up, because it was so much more, and there's a reason why it was more, now it's less, because you guys already put the infrastructure in at one point.
Okay.
We were kind of happy with that. So if you have a motion to get that, that would be great.
Do we need to?
Do you need a motion for that?
Okay.
Good.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
What's the dollar amount again?
$7,000 for the...
The dollar amount of what we need to...
They think it's 15. I think it's 5.
I think it's 5.
I think it's 5.
The last one we said, I'm pretty sure it was 5.
Do you have a recommendation on what you think we should change it to?
I would think at least $7,500, just the way things cost. That would be... I can get anything done, but it's not like I'm not going to let you. I'll let you know and say, hey, this is where I'm going.
Sure.
But I would think that would be great.
Well, I'll make that a motion and do that.
Okay. I make a motion that we take the limit to $7,500 for how do I want me to work that?
No, without board approval.
Without board approval.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. I think that's all I have. Thank you, everyone.
Not at all.
Make sure you take food.
So are we actively prospecting for a new board member?
The city's giving us recommendations, but I'm trying to run the clock out.
Just hold on, because you might get us in more trouble than if he's willing to just hold on, and you understand why I beg you to hold on. Just
I want him because I think I have this association thing. He might come into play.
Just what you talked about, we could be in trouble.
I mean, I'm here. You know, I'm trying not to quit in the middle of the term. That